When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and nobody else, my finger couldn't do it. Yours couldn't do it. The moon, that's what's in the heaven. And don't you look up at night, you see the moon? You look up at night, you see what? The stars, which thou hast ordained, thou hast set apart. You notice they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. You don't walk out there one night and the moon is somewhere else. It rotates every month. What do you call the first moon? First, then quarter, half moon, three quarter, full moon. Every month rotates. It doesn't forget to, oh, I'm supposed to be, I don't know what I'm supposed to be this month. No. Every night you walk out there, outside, you look up there, it's a star. Still sitting in place. Ain't moving. Then he asked the question, what is man? If my moon and stars and all that I put in heaven is working like that, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou what? Visit him. For thou hast made him what? A little lower than the angels. And thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. What is God saying? I look at man, I made him just a little lower than me. Elohim mean God. I made man just a little lower than myself. Then Jesus said, Father, I pray. Now, this is what the psalmist said. You made him a little lower than yourself. But Jesus said, Father, can we look at that? Look like Jesus stepped us up a notch. I'm amazed by these scriptures and the truth that lies in these scriptures. And listen to what Jesus said. He said, Father, neither pray I for these alone. This is John 17, 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, through their words rather, that they all may be one. That they all may be what? That they all may be one. How? As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one with us. One how? That thou may be one in us. That thou may be one. Look like, to me, God fully intended for us to be just like him in this new created man, this new creation man. And every, I say every, too much of the things around us, and it is, this natural world is constantly trying to make us become natural, unspiritual, ungodly, unholy. Am I talking to believers or somebody? Trying to fill our minds with doubt, unbelief, and all the failures and weakness. And I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to make it. And here God has given us his life. And Jesus said, now, Lord, I pray that they get this revelation. That you made them one with us. Like I'm in you and you in me, Father. That they may be one in us. Whatever I am, Jesus said, that they may be just like me. Is Jesus sick, broke, busted, confused, trying to figure out what he's going to do? God, you got me up here at the right hand. What am I here for? No. He understands fully. I have conquered all. And I raised them, and what did he saying when he said, I conquered all? I conquered everything as a man for a man. I conquered every devil, every demon, every sickness, every disease, every work of evil. I conquered it all. I did it as a man. Anybody in the house? I did it as a man, anointed of God. Then I sit down at the right hand of God as a God man sitting in the throne of God. And his will is that we get this revelation. That I'm one with him. Even in this world. I'm not going to someday get to heaven and find out, I'm righteous like God. No, he wants you to know that you're that way right now. You're just as righteous as you're ever going to be. You're just as saved as you're ever going to be. And he wants you to take this righteousness, this faith life, this God life, and overcome every obstacle, every work of darkness, because all this stuff that's coming against us has already been defeated by Jesus. He's not coming back to this earth to do anything about the devil. When he was here, he took care of that. Now he's telling you and me what to do. Take this word and don't walk around talking about, I don't know how I'm going to make it. No, I'm going to believe God and obey God, and I'm going to walk in victory in every area of my life. So what if I'm challenged? So what if opposition shows up? So what if I have a financial need? My God supplies it. Is his word true or is he lying? If he lied about one thing, the whole thing is a lie. We might as well forget it. Why are you sitting up in church listening to me? Why am I standing up here declaring that God is good and he lying about it? Come on, y'all. And we live that way. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, why do we waste time spending money, building, and coming out here and say we praising God, and then he lying to us? He can't keep me. I have to live like hell. He ain't faithful. So I just forget what he's saying and do the best I can. That's the way people live. It's about time somebody get mad. Just get downright Holy Ghost mad. And say, I had enough of this mess out of you, Satan. In my life, in my children's life, in my family life, in my neighbor life, in my community, you bringing all this garbage in here and you're going to try to flood me, flood my life, frustrate me and do all this stuff. It's about time, Christian, get bold and get mad about this mess. You're not going to bring this junk in here.